Do you need me? You are so beautiful. Do you need me? Can't you see?
Every year of CP time, it's closely related to Puerto Rican time and Indian time, and all we who don't vibe with the rigid structures of the class system, we have our own time. We have our own time sense. Anyway, I apologize for starting late. And I, there's probably no one listening at the moment, but I will carry on as if there is an audience. Brothers and sisters, the 177 draft, an excerpt from this show, the March 13, 2016 show, was suppressed, intercepted, substituted with the previous draft. As I attempted to upload it to my website, there were drones aplenty available for this task. I've placed the relevant passage on the blog site where you get the announcements for the updated drafts. And so I'm gonna just keep that there as a little reminder to me for a bit. And by the way, more and more, I'm convinced, because this is what my body has experienced, that drones are mainly used for surveillance. There may be some that can dispense EMF, but for the most part, and I think they're used for precision targeting, for intercepting or interrupting wireless transmissions, i.e. that they're mostly for plausible deniability and to instill in us a sense of the power guy's supposed omnipotence, but that the main delivery mechanism for EMF assault is elsewhere and above elsewhere. And this is what Lauren Murray has been saying, right? And I don't know why I feel like this is a mystery I've had to ferret out or suss out, as they say somewhere. In her article, The Historical Roots of the New World Order, it's called The Historical Roots of the New World Order and Its Permanent War Economy. And I've linked to that in previous shows, and I'll reference one of those shows when I type this up, type up the text for this show. But in that article, she says that, quote, HAARP is a space-based weapon of mass destruction and must be banned, unquote. She tells us that as early as 1952, quote, a secret meeting was held in New Mexico between Russian and U.S. scientists at the Sandia Lab. And that an exchange of information on the biological hazards of microwave and electromagnetic frequencies and safety levels was not entirely successful. And that the Russians afterwards began a 30-year program beaming the U.S. Embassy in Moscow with microwaves causing the deaths of 3 U.S. ambassadors and illnesses in employees, unquote. So when are we going to demand full disclosure on this weaponry? And given that it's almost, I've only got 10 minutes left, I'm going to actually go till about 10:30, I think, if anyone can bear with me that long. I'll probably repeat this next week. It bears repeating. When are we going to demand full disclosure on this weaponry? And is it not clear that the power guys operate globally and use states to keep us caged?